Chapter 59. There's no point in pretending I'm not here. Langdon motioned for Sienna to remain crouched safely out of sight, holding the Dante death mask, which he had resealed in the Ziploc bag. Then slowly, Langdon rose to his feet. Standing like a priest behind the altar of the baptistry, Langdon gazed out at his congregation of one. The stranger facing him had sandy brown hair, designer glasses, and a terrible rash on his face and neck. He scratched nervously at his irritated neck, his swollen eyes flashing daggers of confusion and anger. "You want to tell me what the hell you're doing, Robert?" he demanded, stepping over the swag and advancing toward Langdon. His accent was American. "Sure," Langdon replied politely, "but first tell me who you are." The man stopped short, looking incredulous. "What did you say?" Langdon sensed something vaguely familiar in the man's eyes. His voice, too, maybe. "I've met him. Somehow, somewhere." Langdon repeated his question calmly. "Please tell me who you are and how I know you." The man threw up his hands in disbelief.
"Jonathan Ferris? World Health Organization? The guy who flew to Harvard University and picked you up?"
Langdon tried to process what he was hearing.
"Why haven't you called in?"
the man demanded, still scratching at his neck and cheeks, which looked red and blistered.
"And who the hell is the woman I saw you come in here with? Is she the one you're working for now?"
Sienna scrambled to her feet beside Langdon and immediately took charge.
"Dr. Ferris, I'm Sienna Brooks. I'm also a doctor. I work here in Florence. Professor Langdon was shot in the head last night. He has retrograde amnesia, and he doesn't know who you are or what happened to him over the last 2 days. I'm here because I'm helping him."
As Sienna's words echoed through the empty baptistry, the man cocked his head, puzzled, as if her meaning had not quite registered. After a dazed beat, he staggered back a step, steadying himself on one of the stanchions.
"Oh my God," he stammered. "That explains everything."
Langdon watched the anger drain from the man's face.
"Robert," the newcomer whispered, "we thought you had—"
He shook his head as if trying to get the pieces to fall into place.
"We thought you had switched sides, that maybe they had paid you off or threatened you. We just didn't know." "I'm the only one he's spoken to," Sienna said. "All he knows is he woke up last night in my hospital with people trying to kill him. Also, he's been having terrible visions. Dead bodies, plague victims, and some woman with silver hair and a serpent amulet telling him—"
"Elizabeth?"
the man blurted. "That's Dr. Elizabeth Sinsky. Robert, she's the person who recruited you to help us." "Well, if that's her," Sienna said, "I hope you know that she's in trouble. We saw her trapped in the back of a van full of soldiers, and she looked like she'd been drugged or something."
The man nodded slowly, closing his eyes. His eyelids looked puffy and red.
"What's wrong with your face?" Sienna demanded.
He opened his eyes.
"I'm sorry?" "Your skin. It looks like you contracted something. Are you ill?"
The man looked taken aback, and while Sienna's question was certainly blunt to the point of rudeness, Langdon had wondered the same thing. Considering the number of plague references he'd encountered today, the sight of red, blistering skin was unsettling.
"I'm fine," the man said. "It was the damned hotel soap. I'm deathly allergic to soy, and most of these perfumed Italian soaps are soy-based. Stupid me for not checking."
Sienna heaved a sigh of relief, her shoulders relaxing now.
"Thank God you didn't eat it. Contact dermatitis beats anaphylactic shock."
They shared an awkward laugh.
"Tell me," Sienna ventured, "does the name Bertrand Zobrist mean anything to you?"
The man froze, looking as if he'd just come face to face with the three-headed devil.
"We believe we just found a message from him," Sienna said. "It points to some place in Venice. Does that make any sense to you?"
The man's eyes were wild now.
"Jesus, yes, absolutely. Where is it pointing?"